buddy. Okay. Okay, let's begin. The first thing I just wanted to say was that Tais HaRosh. Do you remember in the Gemara on Bavam and Beis? The Gemara said on Bavam and Aleph, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Dekuli Alma Din Bishlosha, correct? The Gemara said that everyone holds Dekuli Alma Din is Bishlosha. What's the Machlos in Remeir and the Chachamim? Remeir says, Pshar, you need how many? Three. Why? Because he's Makshinim Shar Lawat Ledin. Yes? Whereas a Chachamim are not Makshinim Shar Ledin. That was what the Gemara said. So the Gemara said, so everyone holds din is Bishlosha. So who's the Gemara siding with? Rabbi Abo or who? Or Shmuel, like Rabbi Abo, yes? So Tosos asks there, he asked, why didn't the Gemara just say, according to Shmuel, it's a machlokes tanoim. Shmuel will hold like who? Shmuel will hold like Reb Meir, Shmuel holds like a chum that char is biyachid and the mistama din is biyachid, right? Maybe you could say like that. And Shmuel could save himself. Why does the Gemara kind of like the Norik Shmuel? So why did the Gemara say Shmuel will save the Malchus Tanaim and Kerbi Abo? It's not a Malchus Tanaim. Everyone holds Kuli Abba Din Mishlosha. Gemara spells that out a lot of times in Shas. Tosfos left it as a Kasha. So what did we say over from the Tais HaRosh? You guys remember what we said from the Tais HaRosh? We said from the Tais HaRosh the following. The Tais HaRosh thought he could give an answer to Tosfos Kasha. What was the answer? The Tais HaRosh answers that maybe you could say that Reb Meir holds, how many do you need for Pshara?
Three.
How many is all you need for Din? One. Why? Tzedek Tishmer Amisecha. The same puzzle that Rav Acha Reb Vika quotes. So in other words, Reb Meir will not be Makshinim Pshara LeDin, but it'll go the other way. Because up to now we've been saying what? We've been saying that, you know, Din will be more than Pshara. Now it's the other way. Pshara will be three and Din will be one because of Tzedek Tishmer Amisecha. You follow me? And what will the other shita hold? What will the other shita hold? The Chachamim will hold what? Makshinim Pshara Ledin. And the Chachamim will hold what?
One by Pshara.
The Chachamim will hold Lamaisa. No, one by Pshara. And the Chachamim will hold. You have your Kobus before Shamir? No one has a Kobus before Shamir? I have it in my office. You have the Tais HaRosh here? What's the Lush? Show me the Lush of the Tais HaRosh. Tais HaRosh will say that the Chumah will hold what? What will the Chumah hold? No, it's on the books they say one is Pshara. Let me see the Lush. Do you have the Tais HaRosh? Where is it?
Doesn't really talk about the Chumah.
Where is it?
Reb Meir would hold three by Pshara
because of Hefker
base and
Heftier. Yeah, Reb Meir holds the Shmuel Memer after Reb Meir served Din Mishnayim Mishnayim Shmuel Mizecha came the Din of the Sagi Bichadav Al Bishara Shosin below Din Kol Shiyashem and Am Sarach Shlosh Hefker base Nefker. Okay, so what does he say according to Reb Meir? Reb Meir holds how many you need for Pshara? You need how many?
Three
because of Hefker base Nefker. You need the more power the better because the guy's going to be mokel $40,000. He's been claimed for 60, and he gets off 40. So they're going to need Hefker Bez and Hefker for that. So for Pshara, you require three. For Din, one. You're not Makshim Pshara Din. You follow what I'm saying? So he's answering the Kasha very well, Lamaisa. So in other words, the Gemaras didn't ignore Shmuel. Shmuel could easily be like what? Shmuel could easily be like Reb Meir. Now, how would Shmuel fit in? Thank you very much, Pinchas and Johnny. How would Shmuel fit in with the Rabbanan? No problem. According to Shmuel, the Rabbanan would be Makshinim Charlatan. You follow me? They would. We say one by both. Done. So that's easy. Shmuel according to Chum is easy. So the Tais HaRosh is answering not that the Gemara ignored Shmuel, it was Poshet to the Gemara. In a Hanami, Shmuel could save himself. And you don't have to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim like Tais said. He could go like everything. Shmuel will say the Chum are Makshinim Charlatan Eli, therefore Pshar and Din are equal. And when it comes to Reb Meir, no, lo makshinim pshar din. Lo makshinim learn with a spin, meaning that pshar will be more than din. Pshar will need three because hefker isn't hefker, because you need a power to have the guy mokel $40,000 for a din. One is enough. So that's the Tais HaRosh. I didn't stress that the hefker isn't hefker. You need that, Daniel, for pshar, because you're going to go down from $100,000 to $60,000. Okay?
All right. Here you are. Let's start the next Tysus, guys. This is Geschmack, guys. Let's go. Uri, you got your Gemara?
Yeah, I have it right here.
You got it?
Yeah,
with the Tysus? Okay, let's go, guys. All right. Now, to introduce this, we got a lot to do. To introduce this, okay, the Gemara Paskin Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. Every Pshara, I'm claiming from Yosef. Yosef, you owe me $100,000. Yosef's Rebbe, I'll give you, it's going on for years already. I said, you know what, let's go to an arbitrator. You want to call him a compromiser, you want to call him an arbitrator, call him whatever you want, okay? We'll call him a Pshara man for our purposes. So you know what, the Pshara man says that I get $60,000, okay? That means it's better than nothing. I was getting nothing for years, so I'll get $60,000. But what do you see built in that? What do you see built in that concept? Built in that box is that I'm, in essence, being multiple $40,000. That's the concept of Mechila, which is a universal global concept in Shas and Choshen Mishpat. If I'm a Malvin, you're a Lovin, I could say, you know what, forget about it. You don't have to owe me the loan. Remember I told you stories, guys in the shul, they lend money, they know they're never going to get the money back. So okay, they lend it in, they're Mechila sign. Do you need a Kinyan for that? You have a Malvin who gave money to the Lovin. Stam Avah is how long? Makis. Gimel Mevei, Stam Avah, how long? 30 days. The Gemara Makis, I think it's Gimel Levei. Stam Ova Shloshim Yom. Stam Naziri Shloshim Yom. Because it says Yiyah. Yiyah is Gematria 30 in Parsha Nassau. Paragol Yiyah Rosh. At the end of 30 days, you know what? The guy was my rental said, forget about it. I'm like, do you need a Kenyan suit or a Kenyan to take a handkerchief and say, we are now formally being Mochel? So our Gemara Paskim Sharat Sricha Kenyan. So if our Gemara Paskim Sharat Sricha Kenyan, you know what that seems to indicate? That seems to indicate that there's a built-in element within Pshar that's called Mechila. And if the Gemara Paskin's Pshar Tzricha Kinyan, Tosa says, whoa, maybe we can extrapolate from that box of Pshar to call it Torah Kula that Mechila needs a Kinyan. That's this job of the first half of the Tosas. Okay? That Tosa's going to go back and forth and say he thinks that's wrong. It's not true. That Mechila is ain't Tzricha Kinyan. Okay? And he's going to box in Pshar and you cannot use it as a riot to call it Torah Kula. You follow me? That's this Tosas, the first half of this Tosas. And he goes through different riots. Judy, you got me? Mm-hmm. Every compromise has built in with that an element of Mechila. Okay, let's go. What do you say, Uri? Go ahead. Sri Chikin, let's look inside. Go ahead. Lasos. Kamoshi Yomru. Haim l'shalim, whether they tell the guy who loses to pay, haim what? Haim l'mchol. He says, if we're mazmer that the kinyan of pshar is done before the arbitration, before they go into the guy, and they make a kinyan that whatever the dayanim say goes, both regarding the loser and the winner, right? So maybe what? Maybe you should require a kinyan like the Gemara says, maybe you could use that as a raya to call a torah kula zaktai. He says, ain what? Please don't make an inference to call a Torah Kula and Choshen Mishpat Eli to a classical case of Mavalova that you need a kinyan when a mechila is done. No, it's not true, he says. Box in Pshara. Go ahead. Dama. Excellent. He says the fact that you need a kinyan on mechila here, right, is because why? If there wouldn't be a kinyan, it'd be a mechila betos. It would be a joke. Shalom hayo, what would be a mistake? Shalom? I didn't know that the guy would decide I have to be mochel 40. So I would say this is a joke. This is ridiculous. I walk right out of there. What ensures that I have to listen? You make a kinyan beforehand. Between each guy. That ensures me that I'm going to listen. That's why you need a kinyan. Otherwise I'm going to walk away and say this is a joke. This is a shambles. Right, it's a kangaroo court. It's all a joke. The whole thing is a joke. I'm owed $100,000. I'm out 40. Come on. What ensures that I have to listen as I make a Kenyan? Yes.
Why can't we just say that we said for different shatim that going to an arbitrator would that not be itself a Kenyan? Meaning, the guy knows going in that it's not going to go his way of $100,000.
It's a good point. We're going to get to it. It's a good point. But the bottom line is, I'm giving a more dramatic example. 40 grand's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he knew he would, but he thought maybe it'd be 95, maybe it'd be 90. But to go down to 60,
But the fact
I understand. You're saying good. We're going to get back to it.
So he accepts the amount.
No, we're going to get back to it. But the it's a good point. Pinchas, it's a good point. It's a good point. But the bottom line is that what I'm saying is correct, that I didn't think it'd be that that extreme.
Granted that you didn't think
so that's why you need a Kenyan.
Granted that you don't think it's going to be that extreme, there's always that possibility of being that extreme.
No, I didn't think there would be. I didn't think there would be. No, I didn't.
You don't inherit.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But that's the answer. The answer is I did not think it would be that extreme.
Again, you might not have thought.
I would not have walked in if it would be 60. That's the bottom line.
That would ruin the whole thing.
I would not have walked in. That's why at this point, Lamar said the Kenyan stops. You're making a great point. John's making a great point too. But the bottom line is I would not have gone in there for 60. And therefore, that's why you need a Kenyan. Go ahead. Va'afogav, go ahead. Even though, and now, even though there's a Kenyan, it should be a Kenyan mitos. Maybe with a Kenyan it shouldn't work. Miu, go ahead. It's still better to have a Kenyan than not have a Kenyan. Do you understand what he means by that line? What does he mean by that line? What he means by that line is that the bottom line is that I know when I go in that room, Lamar, so there is a possibility I'm not going to be happy with it. If I'm going to be obligated to listen to that, it better be with what? It better be with a Kenyan. Okay? I mean, the Miri says, it's kind of like what Pinchas said. I want you to get down your notes. The Miri says, it's not a Tolos Gemura, Dosavar Mekibel. Because, I mean, like Pinchas said, you have a Kenyan now. You went into the room, plus you made a Kenyan. So don't come in the business you knew that it could be 60. You knew that as a possibility. Okay? And you can only say that with a Kenyan. Okay? The Ravan and Simon Kuf adds on, please get it. Again, the Miri said that it's a Tolos Gemura, if you don't make a Kenyan. If it's not a what, if you make a Kenyan, it's not a Tolos Gemura. Because Sofer V'Kibel. You went into the room, plus you had a Kenyan. Now the Ravan adds on, without a Kenyan, you could always say, I was joking. Yeah, I was just joking. This is ridiculous. I say it in this in a joke. Yeah, I was just joking. Went in the room just to see who the arbitrator was. And therefore, they would convince me, and I'm Nishaisim, Avtirimbi, they kept bothering me and bothering me. Yosef kept calling me, Rebbe, let's make a deal. So I couldn't take it anymore, so I went in there to make a deal. And what turned out, I was just joking. The whole thing was a joke. So I was just, you know, I just said the things just to push him off so he wouldn't bother me anymore.
Wouldn't he bother you more?
Well, what's that, Pinchas? And therefore you could say, I thought Lamaisa and Kabbalah of Shura Mashiyitain, and the rest I would what? I would take him to a Beis Din Lamaisa, but if you make a kin, you can't make all these excuses. So that's what Tysus means. Tysus means when you make the Kenyan, plus you go in the room, plus you make a Kenyan, it's a point of no return. It's much stronger, and you cannot say, like the Miri says, Sover the Kibel, Lamaisa, because it's not a Tolos Gemura. You can't say, now that it's stronger with the Kenyan, the Ravan adds, you can't make up this whole story that the whole thing was a joke. I was just doing it so Yosef wouldn't call me every day. You follow me, Ellie?
Yeah.
This whole thing is boxed in pshar. We're boxing, 1 second, because we'll get to your point. Okay, we're boxing it in, Lamaisa by Pshara. You cannot use this. Go ahead. Next line. So what? Up till now, what have we said? The Kenyan was made before we went in the room, with each other. Ellie, you follow me?
Yeah.
Yosef and I made the Kenyan before we came into the room. So we just boxed that in and said it's limited to Pshara. It's limited to Pshara. You can't use it as a general din. Because the whole thing is what is so extreme. I didn't think I'd be out 40. Now he says, well, maybe what? Maybe the Kenyan should be an element of Mechila afterwards. Go ahead. Vafilu. Go ahead. Vafilim Nefarish. So maybe you'll suggest the Kenyan was after the Pshara. You still have no riot to the general din of Mechila. What do you mean? If we, let's say the arbitrator suggests that he owes me 60. We make a Kenyan on that. Aren't I being Mechila 40? Can that be a model for Kol HaTorah Kula? He says, still no. Why? Demutzi
lemeimar.
Akati in raya. Read Akati in raya.
Akati in raya. Mikan. Demutzi lemeimar. De'akin al oto shiyishlo. Lachar mifroa.
You know the Kenyan was made? The Kenyan was made on Yosef's behalf that he would pay me the 60. Aval.
Aval. Lehai demachil.
But the malva, me, that I'm owed the money. No, from the Mechila element, I don't need the Kenyan. The Kenyan was made to make sure that Yosef's going to pay me the 60. He's been playing games with me for 10 years already. 11 years, let's say. The Mechila doesn't need a Kenyan. So he says, even if you make the what, the Kenyan after the Pshara, still, Eli,
box it in. What do I mean by boxing in? It's a localized in to pshara, that the element of mechila nizakinin. But universal and globalize it, you cannot do. Because there are many reasons to box it in. Okay? Umiyu, we're going to get to you, Pinchas. So just, I want you to go. Miyu, go ahead. Who's the halachas gedolos? What's the bahag? Excellent. Piresh?
Piresh, dayanim.
Right. I think it's dayanim, like you said, or hilchos dinim. Go ahead. Ditzarech? I think it's dayanim, like you said. Ditzarech? Yeah, miu bilchos kinyan spirits bilchos dayanim ditzara kinyan mechila. He says no, mechila needs a kinyan. Please get it down.
For what?
For kol Torah kula. This is he's quoting a Rishon. Tosfos is intellectually honest. He doesn't like the shita, but he says there is shitas out there in Rishonim that say mechila tzricha kinyan. Go ahead. Daf al pi. Even though you're making the kinyan after the pshara, and you could say it's only for Yosef to pay me, but it's not for me to be malko. Still, the Bach says what he says. And he brings a raya nachum from there to call it Torah Kula. Yes? Mikol makom.
Is this still the Bahag or this?
No, Tulsa's is talking.
Right.
Mikol makom. Thank you for pointing it out, Johnny. This is Tulsa's saying. But he's intellectually honest. You follow me? It's kind of like the Gemara in Erevin. Why do we pass the Basil over Beishamai? Because whenever they would present their Shita, who would they present first? Beishamai, not Basil, because they were nicer. I mean, not nicer, but they were, you know, they were more onuf. You know what I mean? So the same thing here. Tyson says, the whole discussion, he points out there's a sheet in Rishonim, I grant you that. But I have to beg to differ. Go ahead. Mikomakom. Doma l'mechila betals. Lefi what?
Lefi shemochel pi atzatam, etzatam, shal dayanim.
Shehisiu. Excellent, Uri. You know what he says? The Baha can say what he says. But the bottom line is you can't bring a riot. Because you know what? Who are the guys? Is this Mechila coming from me in an arbitration? Who is it coming from? The arbitrator. He's the one that's coaching me to do it. So you want to tell me you need a king in there so it won't be a joke? Okay, but box it in. In a regular case of Malva Volova, I'm being mocha on my own volition. If I'm being mocha on my own volition, it's a beautiful thing. So I shouldn't need a Kenyan. So Tyson is boxing it in. So I get the boxes, you all. Get the boxes. Box in Pshara in the box. It sheds no light on Mechila Kol Torah Kula. He says, even the Mechila after the Kenyan.
And you want to say it's from Mechila after the Pshara.
Yeah, he says, even if you want to say it's the Mechila after the Pshara, which seems to be more of a serious concept, he says, first of all, he said that's only Mechila Yosef's going to pay, right? First of all, it's only Mechila that Yosef's going to pay. And even if you want to say it's referring to my Mechila, the only reason why that's considered to be a Kenyan, you need a Kenyan there, is because they're the one that's imposing it on me. It's their suggestion. It's their recommendation. So to concretize that, I need a Kenyan. But a regular Malva Lova on the street that I'm doing out of my own volition, I'm being Malchul Judah, who says I would need a Kenyan? Who says I need a Kenyan for that? Yosef owes me $100,000, I say, go forget about it, dude. Forget about it. You don't owe me a thing. Make a Kenyan. He says, Rabbi, make it. You don't need a Kenyan. Taisus owes Mechila and Tzricha Kenyan. Pshara boxed it in. Absolutely boxed it in. You want to talk about the Kenyan beforehand? He says, forget about it. The kinyan beforehand, Lamaisa, makes it stronger. And the doctor be kind, because why otherwise it'd be a joke? Because we don't know what's going to be said. That's why you need a kinyan. You want to tell me about, maybe it's afterwards? You want to tell me something about the kinyan afterwards? First of all, I can say the kinyan was made that Yosef's going to pay me. The Bahag does say it's the kinyan afterwards, and he uses that as a general ashita that Mechila needs a kinyan.
Is that what the Bahag's saying? We're implying
that. Yeah, the Bahag says Mechila tzricha kinyan. He quotes it.
But what's
Mechila tzricha kinyan?
After the Pshara, there was a kinyan, and that kinyan is referring to Mechila?
Yeah, that's what we said. That's what I said, Johnny. That's what I'm saying. I'll say it again.
So what's
in every stage of Pshara, there's an element of Mechila. Whether you make the kinyan beforehand or the kinyan afterwards.
Right.
Tulsa starts off saying maybe the kinyan of Mechila is the issue before the pshar was made. Because I know when we go in that I'm going to be mocha someone. It's not going to award me $100,000, right? It's not going to reward me $100,000. So, okay. So he says, no, that's definitely not a radical because otherwise it's a what? I need a kin because otherwise it's a joke. I'll walk right out. So maybe it's the mechila after the kinyan, which the Bahag Taka says. But that's what Tosa says.
He says the sorech kinyan mechila afal pisho is in kinyan after pshar.
Yes.
Even though it seems like you have to make a kinyan after pshar for the
No, he says.
Not
he says. That's what. No, miu b'har pirish b'halachos girls pirish b'ilchos doyanim. The sarach kinyan al mechila the afal pisho osin a kinyan achar pshara. He says even though the kinyan is done after the pshara, but there's mechila. So mechila has to what? Mechila has to what? You need that. Even though the mechila is done after the kinyan lamais, you still need it. Why do you need it? Because mechila tzricha kinyan. That's what he's saying. Because mechila tzricha kinyan, that's why you must make the kinyan after the what? After the pshara was decided. Because the Bahag didn't view the kinyan. The Bahag didn't view the kinyan that's saying that Yosef's got to pay me. It also saying that I'm being mokel at 60 grand. 60,000. That's how the Bahag understood it. That's what he says. He says beferish. He says the sarach kinyan, the dayanim, the tzarek kinyan al mechila afal pishos and kinyan achra pshara. Doesn't make a difference.
How does Rebbe read afal pishos and kinyan achra pshara?
Even though the kinyan was there after the pshara, why do you have to make a kinyan?
For the perua, we just
no. Said. He's that, saying that, the Bahag is saying not that way. No, the Bahag is saying the kinyan is for what? Not just the Yosef's going to pay me. The kinyan is done also that I'm being meichel, and therefore it brings a riot and a kol to rakula mechila needs a kinyan. The Bahag is saying not like Tosfos said. You don't view it like that. Don't view it that the mechila is what? That it's only the Yosef's paying me. That's why it's intellectually honest. That's what I told you. He's quoting a sheet of Rishonim. That we conceptually view the kinyan, not just the Yosef's going to pay me, but it's also a mechila on my part. If it's a mechila on my part, that's a riot of the mechila tzricha kinyan kol to rakula. Tosfos said that's wrong. But the Bahag doesn't view it like that.
You wouldn't lose your lashon afal pi.
That's what he means.
You'd say ki or mipnei.
What he means to say is, I'm telling you, afal pi, that it was done after the pshara, the Bahag still brings a raya from there that universally mechila tzricha kinyan. Even though I, a line before, said that that kinyan's done just to tell Yosef that he's got to pay me. Has nothing to do with mechila. But there is a sheet out there in Rishon that viewed it differently. That's what he means. You got me?
Right.
I'm glad you asked me on that. But that's exactly what he's saying. Even though I aligned earlier said don't view it like that, the Baha'i views it a different way. You got me? That's clear like that, okay? I'm glad you're bothered. That's what he's saying.
I don't know. 10 minutes ago we didn't read it like that, though.
Because that's Tysus' opinion. Tysus says that's the way you view it. There's a sheet out there in Rishonim that views it not that way. That views the kinyan and the
right,
truth is...
No, I'm saying, Tim, when we read the Baha'i's pshat, that's not... Well, whatever.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm reading it. Miu, he says, even though the kinyan is done, I use it as a raya. That is a kinyan that is also speaking to Yosef to pay. It's also speaking to me to be mochel. Even though I, 2 lines earlier, said that you view it only the different way. Ben, you got me? Chlor? That's exactly what he means, okay? I'm glad he asked me. That's what the Hak says, not that way. He says, you view it like that? And Tosa says, I think you're dead wrong. Why do I think you're dead wrong? Because this is not pure mechila. This is a mechila that has been imposed upon me by us going to the arbitrator, and therefore, to strengthen it, you need a kinyan. And you box it in. And regarding a regular mavalov on the street, a mechila does not need a kinyan, none whatsoever. Floor? Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, good. Floor. Guys. Floor. Judy, you got it? Okay. Now Tosa's going to go on. I'm sorry, because you've been very patient. What was your nekuda? I'm sorry.
No, it was something we did a while ago with the fact that he went in just because he was being bothered for a while.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I can always make that excuse. Yeah. I've been bothered by Yosef for a long time about this.
Then, if you don't, wouldn't you be bothered more after you go in? Meaning, because now Yosef...
No, but...
Now Yosef would have the ground to say that there was an arbitrator...
Well, I guess the thought process is a good point, because I guess the thought process is maybe I'll get lucky. The thought process is maybe I'll get lucky. That's his thought process. But when he doesn't get the decision he wants, he says, you know what? I was just kidding you. I want you to know. This whole thing was a joke. Okay? So you can't do that when there's a kinyan. Okay? It's a great point, but that's what you have to say. Okay, now Tosfos will prove, he's going to try to prove from different Gemaras and Shas. He sees such a bulky B'Shas thesis that he holds Mechila and Tzricha Kinyan. But before we do that, I want you to get down in your notes. There is a famous in all the yeshivas in the Oil. In the yeshivas, like Shach Yishli, they just gave a chabura Wednesday night. In the yeshivas, they refer to different expressions in lomdus, like kedushi Ashum, lomai. You know, we talked about shifcha charufa. Remember, we spoke about shifcha charufa. So we said that
the Levite, the person's not killed, right? The person that's mezana with the Shivka Charufa is Chayav HaKorban, the man, the woman has Chayav Malkus. So they call it Kedushi Asham. That's what it's called in the yeshivas. So in the yeshivas, there is a famous, famous Chakira written by one of the Gedolei Achroinim, the Machane Ephraim, when you talk about Mechila. Okay? The concept of Mechila. One of the Gedolei Achroinim was named the Machane Ephraim. I think he lived in the 1700s. Reb Chaim used to always quote from the Machane Ephraim. There are always a few Gedolei Achroinim on Reb Chaim's table, they always say. Reb Kveger, Mamaisa, Shagasariyeh. Different Gedolei Achroinim. So the Machane Ephraim has a famous Chakira. What is the nature of Mechila? How does it work? What is the mechanism of how Mechila works? We're going to present two possibilities. Then after the Nafka means, I'll give you a third possibility. But the first possibility says is Siluk. Mechila works mitam Siluk. Siluk means you walk away from it. I'm owed $100,000. I walk away from it. I walk away from it. That has validity. That's the way the mechanism works. There were two litigants. No, not anymore. There's only one. Where'd he go? He disappeared. Magic trick. No, he walked away. That's one way. The other way is Hakno. What is Hakno? Hakno is, I'm kind of makne the obligation that he has to me, I'm makne to him. This is in the Machane Ephraim Hilchos Schiyum after Simon Yud Aleph. Okay?
What's
Hakno? Hakno means I'm makne b'chazor the shibud nechosim. If Yosef owes me $100,000, I have a lien on his property. Up to $100,000. I'm makne him that lien. I give it back to him. Now what's the nafka meaning? What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Bless you. Three nafkaminas. Number one, this question, whether Mechila needs a kinyan. You plug it in. What do you guys say?
If it's Siluk, you don't need a...
Oh. Mechila, nafkaminas. Mechila, tzricha, kinyan, or not. Mechila, tzricha, kinyan, olo. Plug it in, as Johnny said. If you hold what? Johnny, what do you say?
Siluk.
If you hold Siluk, then what? You don't need a kinyan. If you hold Hakna, then you better believe you need a kinyan to activate that I'm giving back his lien. Nachum, you got me? If I hold Siluk, you don't need a kinyan. Daniel, you're getting it in the computer. Mekadish it! Mekadish it! Right? Sanctify the mundane like the Rav Zatzal would always say, right? You writing it in? Right? You could build a whole outline like this. There are two approaches to Mechila. Is it walking away, or is it being machmed to Yosef the lien? You follow me? So if I hold that it's what? It's a Siluk, I don't need a kinyan. I can just walk away. If I hold that it's Hakna, then I'm going to need a kinyan. That's one nafka meaning. Number two. Yosef is a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. I say, Yosef, you know what? You owe me $100,000. I say, Yosef, forget about it. I'm Michael. Yosef says, Rebbe, I feel bad. I owe you the money. I have a responsibility. I want to pay you. Yosef, I say, I don't care. I want to be Michael against your will. Bal korcha shaloiva. What do you say? Bal korcha? Now, I'm not writing on the board how to plug it in. You'll write that in your notes. But you got to get it. Bal korcha shaloiva. Will it work? Plug it in. What do you say? Yosef, what do you say? If it's what are the three ingredients to every kinyan in halacha we always say? What are the three ingredients in every kinyan in halacha? We always say this many times.
Kavana.
What we say? Das makna, willingness of the giver, of the seller. Das kona, willingness of the buyer, and a maisa kinyan. You need an action that connotes transfer of ownership. Right? So what do you say, Yosef? You tell me. If you hold what? What do you say? If you hold what? See, Luke, then what are you going to say? Will it work or not?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. It's unilateral. Sorry, Yosef. I feel you're it's very nice you feel that responsibility, but I'm a... But if you hold what, Yosef? Hakna. Then you need what? You need das of both parties. Not unilateral. It would not be acceptable. You got me, Judah?
It would not be acceptable. We're trying to conceptualize how. What is the mechanics of mechila? You got me, Ellie Clore? What are the mechanics of mechila? Okay, I'll give you a third nafkamina that the Birka Shai also quotes. Beautiful. What about a cotton? Let's say it's not Yosef, but let's say I lent a cotton $100,000. Below the age of bar mitzvah. This actually goes back to the whole discussion we discussed last week in the Lomdis about a cotton. But he quotes here, nafkaminu inin cotton, he says. Amazing. He quotes here from the Stipler, Zatzal. What's the din about a cotton? Nafkaminu lam nesorgul lo mahani haknol le cotton min atar afilu das acheres makne. What do you say? So can a cotton be given a gift? Yes or no? There's a principle called Mechila. Let's write it down. Mechila the cotton. Right. You can't make a kinyan, but there's a concept called Pinchas Das Acheres Makna. Tosfos has a lashon that I can give a gift to a cotton because my das supplants his lack of das. The Das Makna, Das Acheres Makna law. My das can supplant his lack of das. So I combine my das with the maisa that he does, and it's good. Tosfos has that in a lot of places in Shas. Das Acheres Makna law. Okay? His lack of das, Daniel, my das, the giver, can supplant for his lack of das plus his mice. When he picks up the money, it's his. You got me? Or picks up the item. Oh, so plug it in. Whatever you own, the chilul cotton. If you hold what, then it's siluk. Of course I can walk away from a cotton. I can walk away from anybody. But if you hold the sakna, then he wants to say, the stiper, halach lamaisa. He wants to say, halach lamaisa, it wouldn't be good. Because imechila asim din hakna, it doesn't work. Hachanami lo tuil mechila klapav. It doesn't work klapav. I don't know why.
Because he would need das, no?
Yeah, but if das achir smakna works for kinyan, then why shouldn't it work for mechila though? You know what I mean? I'm not sure if I follow that so well.
Because a katan doesn't, although he has das, although your das could ripple. I think it's because in the case where the das works, the katan's the beneficiary. But in this case, the mechila, he doesn't have enough das to really be able to be mochel $40,000 that
he would
be losing.
I hear what you're saying, but I would say it a little bit different. I would say by a classic case of kinyan, he at least gets an item.
Yeah,
this is all conceptual. It's not tangible. You know what I mean? It's not tangible.
It's also, in this case, it's good for him. In the other case, it might not be good for
him. No, but even in that case, it works. If I give him something that's good for him, it still works.
Yeah,
I'm saying I'm giving him an item.
In this case, it's always going to be good for
right,
him.
Right, this is a conceptual hakna.
Yeah.
So maybe a conceptual hakna, that won't work.
Yeah.
Because you're not, it's not, there's no item there. It's not a tangibility. I think that's exactly what the Stipler is saying. Very good, Bimpus. I'm saying that's the pshat, Lamaisa. So what emerges is three real nafkaminas as to how to approach what the mechanics here of Mechila are. Okay? I want you to get them. That's what he claims. He writes from the Stipler here. Stipler gives this nafkamina. He says, nafkamina nam asom neish beforshim lo mahani hakno lakon min atar afilik shidas akar smakno so di mechila asi enam imdin hakno im ken hakanam lo tol mechila klapav ma shenken i siluk baoma hu mahani shaprav klapi kotin. Okay? Fine. I think that's what you got to say. Because in a classical gift or chefsa, you're giving something over. So that he doesn't mice. Here, there's no mice. Everything's esoteric.
Is the katan being mochel? Who's being mochel?
No. I'm being mochel to the katan.
Mechila,
that's why I stress this. Lit katan.
Okay.
So he's not getting anything. You follow me? So you can't say he did a mice with my das. Das acheres makna, I think that's a pshat. Das acheres makna is the mice of the katan, shel katan, with a shiluv. We know what a shiluv is? The shiluv means with a confluence, shiluv of what? Shiluv of the what? The maisa, the shiluv of das makna. Here there's no maisa. There's no maisa. It's just an esoteric thing. I'm saying you mochel the money. Okay. So you got this now? We just introduced the whole world alumnus here. Nachum, you got this? Two approaches in the chiluv, three nachmas. You got that down in the computer. Okay? Now we explore Taisa's Shita about Mechila and Tzriva Kinyan. I think he's going to bring like four or five riots. Let's begin, guys. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I just ask a general question?
Sure, go ahead.
For a katan, would there ever be a case of Yish? Because it's always Shalom Das.
Yeah, so there's a Rashi a lot of times in Eilu Metzias. I'd say four or five times, Pinchas always calls Yehush Hefker. Same thing.
He's always translating this hefker. So the question is, Allah Lamaisa, what do you say? Is that literal hefker? Because hefker to Lamaisa can be done if it's Bershuso, Yeush can't be done Bershuso. There's a famous Balamor that says in Bava Metzira Ramban that Yeush can't done Bershuso, hefker can be. So it doesn't mean literally Rashi. So they're saying, can it cut mafker in general?
Yeah.
It's a question because the Rama says hefker's kineder. So if you say like that, a cotton can't take the dar in Lamaisa unless he's 12, Muflo Samach Leish. So the pashtus is that the pashtus is a cotton's hefker Lamaisa, Pashup Shat Lamaisa. A cotton can make kinyanim that are derobanim. You know, it's called Pu'utos, the Mishnah Gittin. Pu'utos, Mechon, Mechon, Memkar, Memkar. Kanan, Pu'utos can do transactions with derobanim. So maybe the Rabbanu, Minatera, Pashas not. Okay? Here we're talking Minatera. This is Minatera. Okay. Let's go, Uri. What do you say? You with me?
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. All right. You guys got it? Let's see inside. Okay? You got it? Venera.
Venera,
here he goes. I'm going to bring a bunch of Rias down to Mechilin and Tzrich HaKinyan. Let's go one at a time. Go ahead. Hemcheu.
Hemcheu
esel shulchani,
or shulchani.
I think it's Rabba, no?
Rabba, I think.
Rabba or Choser. Rabba says what? Rabba says Choser. So what do you see from here? You see that there's what? There's a machloikis here between Rav Sheshis and Rabba. Whether what? What's the case? You have an employee, Al, you with me?
Yeah.
You have an employee with the boss. And the boss says that he wants to pay the employee through a what? Through a storekeeper or through a money changer? Yeah. You want, you go to the store and, you know, you'll say you work for 100 hours a week, buy 100 hours worth of payers through the Chenvani. That's how you'll get paid. Or you go to the money changer and get paid through there. The question is, he shows up and the guy doesn't pay him. The storekeeper doesn't allow this deal and the money changer doesn't allow this deal. Can you go back to the boss and say, listen, I didn't get paid. Pay me. So what does Rav Sheshis say? Please get it down. What does Rav Sheshis say? Rav Sheshis Amar what? Eino Chozer, love. You cannot go back to the boss. Rab Amar Chozer. Demashma. Now, did the boss, Irie, we're talking about without a kinyan. Did the boss and the employee make a kinyan? They did not make a kinyan with a kinyan, with a handkerchief. That this would be the deal. Because the E what? The E be kinyan. Yeah, because if they made a kinyan, then obviously what? He can't go back to the boss. There'd be no opinion that'd say you could go back. Aval. But without a kinyan, you could talk about it. Go ahead. Damar Savar. Right, one opinion says you didn't push off the boss completely. Shiloh what? Now, you left an opening. Okay, you agreed that that he could go to the storekeeper and money changer. If you want that, that's fine. But I want you to know something. If you don't pay me, I'm going to come back to you. Ava, Marsavar. And Rav Sheshis says you can't go back. No, Lagamri Pacher. The deal was made that you can never go back to the boss. You're going to get paid through the what? Through the storekeeper or the money changer, and that's it. Go ahead. Alma, Lagamri Pachu. Alma what? There it is. Tosis just proved Mechila didn't need a kinyan. Oh, you got that? Because if Mechila was a kinyan, everyone agreed you couldn't go back to the boss. The fact that Zamachloka shows there was no kinyan. Chlor, it's a beautiful raya, no? Beautiful raya. To Mechila ain't Sricha kinyan. That's a beautiful raya. Now, the truth of the matter is, that I want to just mention this halacha of Halana Skarsgård. I want you to get it, okay? What is Halana Skarsgård? There's a lav in the Torah if you don't pay back your what? If you don't pay back your employee, you don't pay your employee on time. Now, we once mentioned, I think it was the beginning of the year, that Rabbi Yosef Engel
Zecher Tzadik the Bracha says B'shem Vilna Gon Tzatzal Zecher Tzadik the Bracha. Rav Shetler always quotes the three areas of Dinei Atayra. I think we definitely mentioned last year. I don't know if we mentioned this year. What are the three areas of Dinei Atayra? What is the Pasuk? Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Negel Lanegel. Bein Dam Ladam is what? Isser V'Heter. Bein Din Ladin is Womanus. Bein Negel Lanegel is Tumah V'Tara. How do you classify the Isser? Every din in the Torah falls in one of those three categories. How do you classify the Isser of Halana Schar Shir? You're not paying your employee on time. How do you classify that? So I want you to get this. I want you to get these following nafkaminas on this, okay? There is a machloikis in the Gemara, okay? In the end of Bab Metzia, if you ever have an employee, it's a serious deal to make sure you pay the guy on time. Very important. You know, having responsibility to have a payroll is an awesome responsibility. Okay, it's a big schus because, you know, they're working for you, but you're helping them by paying them. But it's an awesome responsibility. You know, that's what they pay. You know, you had to meet a payroll every week, meet every 2 weeks. It's a big deal, right? So the Gemara Bava Metzia, Kuf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, please get it down, has a machloikis in Tanoim. I'm sorry. A machloikis in Tanoim and machloikis Amoraim and Rav and Shmuel regarding someone, halacha lemaisa, who is considered to be a skir shal de yom. Let's say you work from 9 to 12 in the morning. You can be gova kol yom. If you're a skir shal de lila, gova kol lila. That's Rav's opinion. If you work from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., you can, if you're the boss, you can pay him until, so say, a perfect 12-hour day. You have till 6 p.m. to pay him. Shmuel says, halacha lemaisa, Shmuel amr skir shal de yom gova kol yom. Skirshos gova kol alayla. Okay? So Lomaisa, Rav says Skirshos to Yom, gova kol ayom. Skirshos to Lila, gova kol alayla. Okay? What does that mean? That means, halacha Lomaisa, that you have the Skirshos to Yom is gova kol ayom. Skirshos to Lila is gova kol alayla. So the question is, do you have the full 24 hours to pay the guy? Or do you only have 12 hours? So if you work from 9 to 12, one opinion says you have until 6,
why,
right?
Why until 6?
Because that's the end of the day, okay. To a perfect 12-hour day.
Oh, you only
or do you have into the Lila, till the morning? Okay. That's the two opinions, Rav and Shmuel. And it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon too as well.
So it's basically 24 hours versus 12 hours?
Excellent, okay. That's correct. So this is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon. Okay? Now, the Rif and the Rosh there in Bav Metzia and Kuf Yud Aleph give two reasons why we number one, we pass on like Rav, because Allah is like Rav and Yisurim. Where do we know that whenever there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Yisurim? Bechor Estaf Nemtes, Amud Aleph. Rav is of the opinion you only have until 6 p.m. Okay? You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay? Shmuel holds Skir Shos to Yom is Gova Kola Yom, Skir Shos to Lila. Is Gova Kol Yom Kol Lila Kol Yom? I just want to make one correction with that Shmuel. No, according to Rav, you work from 9 to 12. He can pay it till 6 p.m. You follow me? You got me? If you work from, let's say, 9 to 12 at night, Rav says you have what? You have only until 6 a.m. in the morning to pay him. Shmuel just argues on that last. The guy that works at night. Shmuel says the guy works at night from 6 to 9 p.m. You can pay him all the way till the next day, 6 p.m.
Yeah, so then for the morning, you would say.
But the morning, they both agree, they only have until 6.
Why would you agree in the morning?
Because the halachic day goes from night until day, right? The halachic day starts at night, goes into the day. So they both agree you work from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. LE, you have to pay until 6 p.m. The machlokas is you work from, let's say, 9 p.m. to midnight. Do you have only until the morning, 6 a.m., or do you have all the next day? Okay, Rav says only until the morning. Till 6 a.m. in the morning, Shmuel says all the next day. Now, whenever there's machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Shas, who are we passing like?
Yisurim,
Rav, Shmuel, and Dinim Amos. Excellent, the Rosh says about Bakabas. Rav is a bigger bucket than Shmuel in Yisurim. Shmuel is great in Yisurim, but Rav is even greater. And in Dinim Amos, Shmuel is greater than Rav. Don't get me wrong, Rav is great in Amos too as well. You follow me? So the Rif says number one reason is we pass like Rav, because it's Yisurim. But then he gives another reason. What's the other reason? Whenever there's a machlokes Rebbe Shimon, what's the rule? We pass like who? Reb Yehuda. So why does he have to give a second reason? What do you have to give a second reason for? I want you guys to get this down. I want you to get this down. They were arguing about the two terutzim, whether the Isser of Halana Schar Sir is classified as Isser, or is it maybe as Momo? There are certain categories that stride both areas. They stride both areas. Paying a guy on time is an Isser Lav on one hand, but it's in Choshen Mishput. So you follow me? So on that side, that it's only Isser, it's enough to say Rav Shmuel and Pasan Rav. What do you have to come under a different reason? Why did Rosh have to have a different reason? Because on that side, it's Momus, we still hold like what rebuked against Reb Shimon. And therefore, you have to pay him by the end of the day. Halacha l'maaseh, you have to pay him by the end of the night. He works from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m., you got to pay him by the end of the night. But what I want to bring out is that these two shittas in the rush are struggling. Halacha l'maaseh are struggling. Is it Isser or is it Mammon?
When did we add Rabbi Yehuda?
No, I said it was a machleks Amoron and machleks Tanoim. The Gemara says both. It's machleks Rav and Shmuel, which lines up to be machleks Rabbi Reb Shimon. So machleis, I said, it's machleis Amorim and machleis Tanoim. So when you decide the psak, why is it not enough to just say Rav? Why does the Rosh add a second reason? Because the Rosh said maybe it's not just Isser, maybe it's Mammon. You follow me? Another category, another nafkamina that emerges from this. Yes, Ben, go ahead.
Now we have a problem though, because you should postulate like Shmuel.
No, but the rule of the Tanoim overrides that. That's the rule of the Tanoim overrides that. It's a good point. I should have mentioned that. That's what I meant to say. You're right. Thank you for bringing that out. The rule that we possibly have to assume overrides that. But it's needed because on the side that it is Mammon. El, do you follow me? Because Tosus brought this riot of Alana Skarsher. I want you to understand what Alana Skarsher is all about. Next nafkamin on this. Rav Shulti has in his Sefer, and also in the Sefer Yom Belumdis, beautiful Sfarim here. Let's say you pay a guy a minuscule salary, less than a Shava Pruta. Imagine this, less than a Shava Pruta. You don't pay him on time, or you over the Yisrael Halana Skarsher. What do you say? So the Gemara has a case in Bav Metzia, Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, a Amar Rabbi Elazar. You know what you asked him to do? I want you to harvest one cluster of grapes. That's less than a Shavaputa salary. Over Mishum Baal Tavan. And the Ritva quotes the Ravid. What's the Chiddush? I would have thought that it's less than a Shavaputa, you're not over an Isser. Kamashman, you are. If you're over, the Ritva and the Meiri say, Ritva, whom Meiri say, you're over pachos mi shavar pruta. If you're over less than shavar pruta, what does that indicate? You guys tell me. Is that mammon or isser? Let's get it down. Isser, for sure. If it's mammon, if it's shachos shemish, but any less than shavar pruta, it's a nothing. It's a nothing. The fact that it's isser, you're over an isser. Now Rashi and Taisva say, different pshatim in that Gemara. Okay, the Ritva and the Meiri. The Ritva, B'Shem, the Rav, Meiri say it's Pachim Shavar Pruta. And Rashi and Taisa say a different Shai. You know what Rashi says? You hired him for, let's say, a Skir Shals. You hired him for an hour or two. I don't care if you have an hour or two. You got to pay him on time, right? You know how Tosus learns? Tosus learns the Pshat over there. You ate the stuff. You know, if you're a worker in a vineyard, the Torah gives you after to eat the grapes, it's like cruel. You make the guy work out there and he can't eat anything? So he was hired to... He was hired to harvest one cluster of grapes and he eats the thing. He eats the thing, so there's nothing there anymore. You're still over in this, so you still got to pay the guy. Can you imagine that? That's a chiddush. You still got to pay the guy. The guy ate the thing. He ate the thing. You're still over. What do you mean? That's part of the heter of employees, being able to eat. You follow me? So let's get that down. So I'm saying Rashi and Tosfos didn't agree with the Ritva Meiri. They didn't agree. You know why? Because how do they classify Isser Halana Skarsher? As what? What do they classify? As Mammon. Less than Shavar Pruta, you're not going to be over Halana Skarsher. Therefore, they stood on their head and said a different shot in that Gemara. It didn't mean that what it was less than a Shavar Pruta. It meant that you worked for a few hours, or it meant that you ate the whole thing. You ate the whole thing, there's nothing. Why should I pay you? I'm sorry. That's the deal. That's the deal, Lamaisa. That was the deal. And maybe left them one little grape or something. But that's a heter the Paul has to eat. Lo dibra tarla can eat it's a horror. It's cruel to have a guy work. He can't eat anything. I still gotta pay him. So why didn't Rashi and Tosis agree to the Ritz and Miri? You know why they didn't agree to Ritz and Miri? Rashi and Tosis argue. Rashi and Tosis say, no, you're not over. Ain't over. The Pachos Mishava Prutu. You're not over. The Pachos Mishava Prutu. Okay? So that's a third nafkimin I want you to show. That it strides what? Both areas. Is it Isser or is it Mammon? And one last nafkimin. Then we go on into Tosis. What's the next nafkimin? What's the next nafkimin? Have you ever heard of a topic? It comes up in different places in Shas and Ksubis and Bat Metzia. You ever heard of the topic of Masna al Masha Kasa B'Torah? You make it Tanai. You guys learn Makis, no? You learn the Makis there in Gimel and Beis? You make it Tanai al Masha Kasa B'Torah? Let's say you hire a guy. You make a contract and you say, you know what? I want to have the ability to not pay you on time. The cash flow in the company is difficult. I want to hire you. I'm sure you'll be a good employee, but I have to tell you I can't pay you on time. And let's put that in the contract. Can you make it tonight against what the Torah says? So this is a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says it's not acceptable. Tanai amasha kasa b'tera tanai batal. And Reb Yehuda says it's fine. Reb Yehuda says that tanai amasha kasa b'tera is fine. Only in what area? Davar Sheba Mammon, Tanai Kayim. Davar Sheba Mammon, according to Reb Yehuda, Davar Sheba Mammon, Tanai Kayim. Okay? So there is what did you say? Reb Meir. Reb Meir says Tanai Batal. Reb Yehuda says Tanai Mashkas of Torah, Tanai Kayim. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat. Simon Shin Lamites Sifkat and Beis quotes the Sefer HaChassidim. You know, the Sefer HaChassidim is one of the Halig Rishonim, great Rishonim. He says that you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to make a Tanai Halacha L'maisa, that you won't be over to Isser. If you have cash flow problems and you want to be able to push it off. How can you do that? Obviously, the Sefer HaChassidim, the Shach quotes that what? The Shach says, B'Shem Sefer HaChassidim, that it's okay. Efshar lasot tonight. So what does that show, guys? That it's Isser or what? Isser or Mammon? What do you say? Mammon. Because if it's Isser, it won't work.
Can you repeat Rabbi Yehuda something?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says if it's a Davar Sheba Mammon, a tonight can be made against the rules of the Torah. Pinchas. Rabbi Meir says it never can work. Rabbi Yehuda says in areas of Mammon it can. Because areas of Mammon, there's a notion of Mechila, like we're talking about. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's good. So the Shach quotes the Sefer HaChassidim that a boss can make such a contract with such an employee, and it's Kayim. That shows clearly that it's a moment, correct. So I want you guys to get these three nafkaminas down, how to classify conceptually the Isser of Ahalanah Schar Sheer. And Tysus' first riot to the topic of Mechila, Sericha Kinyan, or Ain Sericha Kinyan, comes from where? This sugya. And Mechila ain't Sricha Kinyan. Because Uri, if you have Mechila Sricha Kinyan, no one would be able to go back to the boss. The deal was made, you get the money through who? The storekeeper, the Chenvanir, the Shukhani money changer. You have no right to go back to the boss. Therefore, you're done. Therefore, must be Mechila ain't Sricha Kinyan. Now, we're not going to say, I think we're going to go one at a time. That's what I'd like to do. We'll go through all the riots, and when we finish all the riots, we'll try to save Blinetter. I don't know if we'll be able to do all of them, but let's try to save the Bahag after. But I want to stick with Tosis first.
This one is the Machlokes, okay? meaning even when you said there's no Kinyan, we did say...
No, if there would be a Kinyan, there'd be no Machlokes.
There would be
if there Kinyan, would be a Kinyan, there'd right, be no Machlokes.
But right now, since there's no Kinyan, there's still a Machlokes, though.
Yes,
meaning
correct.
Meaning probably just holds off... Of
right, because there's no Kinyan, you could say that we didn't make a full-fledged deal, you right. Can go back. The other opinion says no, that it was without a Kinyan, but we still made a full-fledged deal verbally that I can't
right.
Go back.
So Bahad just holds on the opinion that you could go back.
Okay, well, okay, no. You could say... Okay, John, because you tell me why. I'll tell you why. You don't want to ever have to do that to say the Bahad is possible like one day. Tosos worked himself out according to both days, correct?
That's what I'm asking. How did Tosos work himself from both days?
That's what I'm saying to you. Because, Uri, you with me? Because if a Kinyan is being made, you're done. If there was a kinyan made between the employee and the boss, you're done. You can never go back to the boss. Therefore, if you did not make a kinyan, that leaves it open to say how tight or how strong was our verbal deal. So one sheet that says it was so strong that you can't go back. Who was that, Rabba or Sheshes? The one who said anal closer. And the other sheet that says it wasn't so strong that it gave me an out to be able to go back to the boss. Okay?
Right.
Who said what? Rabba said what?
Rav
Sheshes said what? Closer?
Anal closer.
Anal closer. Okay.
If you can't go back...
What's wrong?
That shows that... Okay, good. So there's no mechila.
That shows mechila.
So boy Rab, you could go back because there's no mechila. There was no kinyan here. But if there was a kinyan...
Right, I'm just saying that the
meaning if you're going back, then there's no mechila.
I'm asking you, Lix. According to Tysus, the mechila is that you're losing your right to go back to the boss.
Right.
So you're losing the right to go back to the boss was without a kinyan. So the question is, how far was that taken? Because if you made a kinyan, you're done. You can never go back to the boss.
Right.
You're done. So I'm saying the Bahag is a little difficult. Because according to the Bahag, the mechila treats a kinyan, right? How would the Bahag read this Gemara? Right? How would the Bahag read this Gemara? So you could say that what? Tosis is saying that that if it would be Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, you're done, there'd be no Machlokas. So according to the Bahag, Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, so why was there a Machlokas? Why was Gemara present a Machlokas?
How does Tosis learn Rabba's position?
Rabba's the one who says Chozer Olav, right?
Could go back.
Right, because the verbal agreement was not as strong that it disallows him to go back to the boss. You always have the ability to go back to the boss. It's a second autopilot. Yes, the question is, how strong was the verbal agreement? That's the machlokes Ravashi, but there was no kinyan. Because if there was a kinyan, you're done. You can never go back to him. Okay? That's all.
Right, but why can't you just learn it that he's allowed to go back here because there was no kinyan? And if there was a kinyan on the
machlokes... But you got to be mindful of the machlokes. The machlokes in the Gemara.
It doesn't...
I don't understand what you're bothered by. What degree was the verbal agreement? Was it complete or was it not? So that's if you can say that, you can exercise that mahalach, that cheshbon, if it was a verbal agreement. If it was a physical kinyan made, you're done. There would be no machlokes in the Gemara. Yes, Yosef.
Wait, so how is it that the storekeeper is not, or the money changer is not going to give the guy money if they agreed? If they had made an agreement.
Well, for whatever reason, he doesn't have any money or whatever. He's a Russia, whatever. He didn't give money.
But
the question is, do you have an out to go back to the boss?
Can you go back to the boss and say, tell the money changer to pay me? Or can you?
Yeah, I mean, you can always do that. But let's say the guy's a bad guy. Yeah, this guy's a Russia. Right.
The
question is, can you take the boss to a Beis Din?
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Can you take him to a Din Torah? That's a machlokes. Okay? What's not clear about
and
that?
The boss is saying, I'm mochling myself from giving you money?
That was the deal.
That
no,
the deal?
No. The deal was that the employee is being mochled the privilege to be paid by the boss. That's the mechila, from the employee's perspective. So if there was a kinyan made, then you're done. There's no machlokes. There's no ability to go back to the guy. Because if you hold mechila ain't tzricha kinyan, then it was a verbal agreement. The question is, how strong was it? Then you can have a machlokes. Now the Bahag, we have to deal with this Gemara, because if you hold mechila that always needs a kinyan, then what would there be a machlokes about? So that's why I want to wait. I'd like to do all the rise and think
right.
about how the Bahag would respond, okay?
If you're saying there's no kinyan here, so how
that's
does
what
that
Tysus is saying. He's saying the mechila doesn't need
no
kinyan.
Right. Right. And
so therefore what? What's the problem?
So maybe that's why you gotta go back. Right.
That's the 2 days. I want you to think. If you hold mechila ain't tzricha kinyan, that means it's a verbal agreement. The question is, how strong is the verbal agreement? Does that disallow you to go back to the boss or not? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. But if a kinyan was made between the boss and the employee, you're done. You can never go back to the boss. That's Tosas Raya. That mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. Because Gemara would never be able to present a machlokes to Samarim to Rosh Hashanah and Rabba. So I'm just posing, and I said, well, wait on it. Let's do all the Rayas, and then we'll try to see how the Bahag would reject every riot, okay? You're saying right off the bat, John, you're thinking very sharply, you're saying, well, how would the Bahag say it? So maybe it's possible, Lamaisa, maybe it's possible to say right off the bat, but we'll think about it. Maybe you could say, maybe that's Gufa the Machlokas between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Does Mechila need a Kenyan? And he's passing like who? Was it Rav Sheshis who said Eino Chozer Olav? That's I'm uncomfortable with, because usually when it's Rav Sheshis and Rabba, you pass them like Rabba,
right,
usually. But I'm saying you could have said that right off the bat, right, that the Baha'i could save himself and say that Gufa was a machlokus in the Gemara between Rabba and Rav Sheshis, whether Mechila needs a Kenyan or not. And the Baha'i is passing like Rav Sheshis. Mechila Lamaisa needs a Kenyan, and that's why Eino Chozer Olav. Done. You follow me? The question was there a Kenyan made or not? And Lamaisa, no, that won't work. Machleg is whether you need Mechila Tzricha Kenyan or not. Because Rav Sheshis would say what? Rav Sheshis would say, No, I'll tell you the way you can fix it. Rav Sheshis would hold Mechila Ein Tzricha Kenyan, right? Yes? Rav Sheshis would hold Mechila Ein Tzricha Kenyan. You with me? No. You have to think about how the Baha'i would answer this kasha. It's difficult. Because how would you plug it in? Think about it. Because you want Lamaisa Rav Sheshis, who says what? You can't go back to him, which would seem to imply that Mechila is Ein Tzricha Kenyan, right? And Ein Tzricha Kenyan, and you can't go back and let's say a Kenyan was not made.
Right, that's what I said.
Okay, and Rabba would have, but Rabba would hold what? What would Rabba hold?
That you could.
Mechila what? Tzricha Kenyan, and a Kenyan was not made.
That's why Rabba said.
Correct. That's the way the Baha'i could read the Gemara.
So how does Tos was tied to
Rabba? That's schmear, because Lamaisa, you're saying that what? You're saying some machlokes in the Gemara on this issue, Lamaisa, and he side with Rabba. Okay?
Tosus is saying if you don't need
okay.
Mechila, why would Rabba?
No, because I'm saying Tosus read the Gemara is that if a Kenyan was made, you're done.
Right.
There would be no machlokas. Therefore, right, there must be, there was no Kenyan made. And the question is, how far was the verbal agreement? That fits much better. According to the Baha'i, the Baha'i's going to have to say, Halacha Lamaisa, Mechila needs a Kenyan. You with me? Mechila Tzricha Kenyan. Yes?
Right.
And you're going to have to make an Ukimta, right? That Rabba holds Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, but a Kenyan wasn't made. Therefore, Rabba says you can go back, and Rav Sheshis says you can't go back, because Rav Sheshis holds Mechila Ein Tzricha Kenyan. Nurse, the Baha'i will say that the Machlokes in Rabba is exactly this Nakuda, whether Mechila Tzricha Kenyan or not. Okay, you could save it like that, but it's much more uncomfortable to say that's Gufa Machlokes in the Amoraim. It fits well, you'll pass like Rabba. I agree with you.
Right.
That will fix. But it's much harder, it's much more comfortable to say that like Tosus, rather than to say that's Gufa de Machlokes and Namoroi. But you're right, that's how the Baha'i would save himself, maybe. Okay? You're thinking good. You follow what I'm saying? And the Baha'i will save himself by saying that Rav Sheshis holds Mechila Ein Tzricha Kenyan, and therefore a Kenyan was not made, you can't go back to the boss because you don't need a Kenyan, there was a Mechila. Rabba holds, which we paskin, according to the Baha'i, Mechila Tzricha Kenyan, and a Kenyan was not made, then therefore you can go back. The only thing I'm just saying, you're uncomfortable with, you're saying that this topic that Tosus exploring is Gufa the Machlokes. But maybe you can reject Tosus Raya. Tosus Raya is that everyone agrees there was no Kenyan made. If there was a Kenyan made, there'd be no Machlokes. And since everyone agrees there's no Kenyan made, you see Mechila and Tzricha Kenyan. And the Machlokes is how tight the verbal agreement was, how strong it was. Okay? All right, Klor. Everyone got a Klor? That's the first riot. Let's go to number two. Let's see if we can finish the second riot, okay? And then we'll pick it up from there tomorrow, guys. Got a long Seder tomorrow, so you work through it, okay? The guy, you help out the other guys that weren't there, Lamais, okay? All right, let's try to do second riot, and then we'll dive in there, okay? What'd you say? Let's see the second riot. No, Nochum is here. Nochum is here.
Okay.
You can't stay for a mincha? Really? Because I like to daven mincha. What time you got to go?
I have a meeting at
1. So we daven 12:50. Okay? All right. It'll be a little bit... You apologize if you mean the mincha. It's a little bit cheaper. Okay? Okay. Let's go. For us. Well, you're davening, engaging in mincha. No, you're sick of a mincha. Okay. Let's go, Uri. Second riot. Go ahead. Let's see inside. I can't hear you louder, please. Oh, another riot, number two. The Gemara asks in the first Pirkei Kedushin, I brought it in, go ahead.
Yes. You know what an Eved Ivri is, yes? What's an Eved Ivri? Jewish man that either stole money and had no money to pay back, so Beis Din sold him, or he sold himself. Right? There's two tracks of Eved Ivri. Mechir is Beis Din, or Mechir of yourself. Go ahead. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Tet Zayin, that for an Eved Ivri to be released, he's under the bondage of a master. So the Gemara says he can buy himself out. He has his own bank account if he has any money, or someone could give a gift. Actually, he doesn't have his own bank account. Mashakana have a Kunarabo. Actually, it's a machlokes whether we say it by an Eved Ivri. Have a Knaini, we say that klal. But how can he go free? So the Gemara says he goes free in the following vein. The Brisa says he can acquire himself with money and shove a kesef. Okay? Let's assume he has his own money, his own bank account before he came in. So he has that definitely has his own money. He keeps his own bank account. It's not usurped by the master. He's calling himself with kesef, shove a kesef, and a star. So the Gemara says, kesef, we understand, kesef, knussel. Shove a kesef, says, yashem gulal, somer rachmana. The rabbi shove a kesef, star. Star is you write a star, a document, how much the guy's worth, adame. Gemara says, that's like kesef. If you write a star of how much the guy's worth and I owe you your own money, that's like kesef again. El of the Gemara says, shichur. Shichur. What shichur mean? A star shichur. You heard of a star shichur? A document of freedom. Just like a guy can divorce his wife, God forbid, a guy can also give a get shichur to Meshachar as what is Evan Knaini. So the Gemara says, is Evan Ivri. Also, Evan Knaini, too, you can write a star. Gemara says, star lamali, lemele bape tre zil. Let him say verbally in front of two guys, go free. Inami bape beidin zil. Or let him say in front of two guys, a beidin, go free. That's the Gemara's kasha. And what's, you understand the kasha? The Gemara just says, let him say verbally, go free. What do you have to write a document for? You know what the Gemara answers? Gemara says, I want you to get this down. Amarava, Soso Miris, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui, Varav Shemachal Girono and Girono Macho. Please get that down. Very important answer. What does it mean, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui? What does that phrase mean? Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. What does that mean, Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui? You know what that means? It means one of two ways in Rishonim to learn. I want you to get it down. Tosos and Kedushin learns it, and also our Tosos here learns it, that Mechila lo mo'il al be'en. It does not work on a be'en. You have to get this phrase. You're talking about Mechila. Mechila does not work on something tangible. It only works on something esoteric, like a loan. A loan is an esoteric hove. On that, what? Mechila works. But anything that has tangibility, like an Eved himself, his goof is kanui to the master. Mechila will not work on that. That's how Tosus is masked with this answer. Mechila never works on a be'en. You got to know what that means. Mechila only works on esoteric, intangible hiyuvim. A chov, Jew, you follow me? It cannot work on something tangible like a man himself. Mocha yourself to yourself. Acquire yourself. It's ridiculous. Mechila doesn't work on a be'en. The nature of it is that it's esoteric and it's conceptual. Okay? It's a hard concept to get through. Rav Shechter Shlita taught us this many times. That's how Tosus learns this answer of the Gemara. You got me, Yuri? Mechila does not work on a be'en. Be'en means something tangible. It doesn't work on tangibility. It works only in esoteric view. That's one way to learn it. The other way, this is the way Tosaf learns. The other way to learn is like the Ritva and the Rashba. And they say, how many kinyanim does a master have in an Eved Knaini? He has a kinyan mamon. He also has a kinyan iser. Do you know what a kinyan mamon is? Any money that he gets after you become an Eved Knaini, Eved Ivri goes to the master. What's a kinyan iser? If you're an Eved Ivri of a Kohen, can you eat truma? Yes. Can you marry a Shifcha Knanis if you were sold by Beis Din? Yeah. Actually, about Truma, let's check about that for tomorrow. But if you were sold by Beis Din, can you marry a Shifcha Knanis? Yes. If you sell yourself, I mean, you can't. According to the way we pass it, please tell me, guy who falls in love with a Shikza, Chas V'Sholom, he says he'll sell himself as an Eved Ivri and have a Heter Shifcha Knanis. Chas V'Sholom, we don't allow it. Only Mechir is Beis Din, we are forced to be sold if you have a Heter. That's a Kinyan Isser. Pastor Shalom, we never allow that. Guy can sell him, so we pour on passing like that, Tana.
never allowed the Mir Shikhlei Kananis unless you were sold by Beis Din. So there's a Kinyan Mamun Kinyan Isser. That's what Gufo Kanui means. Gufo Kanui means that there's a Kinyan Isser. A Kinyan Isser, in order to get rid of a Kinyan Isser, what do you need? What do you need to get rid of a Kinyan Isser? You need a Shtar. You need a Shtar Shikhur. It's not enough to do Hefker. You follow me? Ben, you got me? There are two ways to approach this Teres of the Gemara there. Okay? There are two ways to approach it. And in fact, Tosfos says in Kiddushin here, I'm going to read you the Lashon. V'arav shemachal girona avayim lo haya gufo kanui, haysa mechila moelis. V'yesh ledaktik mikan, the mechila lo boy kinyin. This is Tosfos' second raya. The mechila doesn't need a kinyin. Umiyu yesh lichos, he saves the bahak. The kevin shu muchzik v'gufo ein lecha kinyin gadol mizeh. Tulsa Kedushin says, no, I'll save the Bahag. Since he owns his own, since he's Muchsuk Begufo, isn't that the greatest kinyan in the world to acquire yourself? So he says, maybe what? Maybe you can't prove Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. Maybe you could say that what? That it is. Mechila is a what? You can't bring a raya that Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. But Tulsa is going to bring a raya from this Gemara. Tulsa is going to be a raya from this Gemara. Mechila does not need kinyan. The whole point of the Gemara was, why write the Lashon in Shtar, Eli? Just say verbally in front of two guys in front of Mason, go free. I mochel you to yourself. There was no Kinyanim around. Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan, Johnny. I'm just being mochel. Don't write it down. The Gemara says, say it verbally. It's a Mechila. Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan. If you tell me that Mechila needs Kinyanim, the Gemara is not answering its question. Because if you're still working with the avenue of Kinyanim and Mechila needs a Kinyan, then you know there's a famous din of Shmuel. Do you know what Shmuel's din is? What's Shmuel's din? Mafker Avdo, Ein Sarach Get Shichur. There's a famous Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in Gittin, and mentioned in Kiddushin, if I own an Evik Nani and I free him, do I also have to give him a Shtar Shichur? Because the Hefker gets rid of what? The Kinyan what? Mamo. What gets rid of the Kinyan Isser? A Shtar Shichur. Shmuel says, no, the Kinyan Isser is Noveya from the Kinyan Mamon. Once I get rid of the Kinyan Mamon through Hefker, Ein Sarach Get Shichur. Rav says are two independent Kinyanim. The Hefker takes care of the Kinyan Mamon. The Shtar Shichur takes care of the Kinyan Isser. You got to get that. You follow me? That's a famous Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. You want me to write it on the board? Mafker Avdo. Mafker Avdo. Lo Tzarech Get Shichur. That's Shmuel. Why is that Shmuel? What's the law of this guy? Because why? Because the Kinyan Isser is Noveya from the Kinyan Mamon. Once the Kinyan Mamon goes, the Kinyan Isser evaporates. Rav says no. Tzarech Get Shichur. Why? Because they're two independent halacha l'maaseh kinyanim. But the topic of this Gemara Kiddush is not kinyanim. Because if it would be kinyanim, then why would Mechila... Lamaisa, Mechila needs a Kinyan? Mechila needs a Kinyan. Why does Mechila need a Kinyan, Lamaisa? Okay, you're right, Mechila needs a Kinyan, but do it in another way. You should be able to do it in another way. What would that other way be? Do Hefker. You should be able to do Hefker, and that's exactly what this Rai is. The Gemara says, Evid Gufo Kone, it's not answering the question. If we're talking about Kinyanim, there's a Kinyan on the other than the Kinyan is Mechila, then what do you need a Shtar for? Just do Hefker. Let Hefker be the Kinyan. Do Kinyan a Hefker, and you don't need to get Shichur according to Shmuel. What do you need a Shtar for? The Gemara's answer is Evid Ivri Gufo Kone. That's why you need a Shtar. Why do you need a Shtar? Either like Tosfos, Mechila doesn't work on a man, or because there's a Kinyan Mamon and a Kinyan Isser. That's the two approaches the Gemara's answer. I'll prove to you when we're dealing with Mechila, Mechila was not, did not need a Kinyan. Because if Mechila needed a Kinyan, how does it answer it? How does it answer Mechila Tzricha Kinyan and Evagifu Gufo Kano? If we're talking about ways of Kinyan, just do Shmuel. Mafker in front of two people. You don't have to write a Shtar. Mafker Avdo Tzarek, Ein Tzarek Get Shichur. And that's it. You don't need a Shtar. How is Gufo Kano proving that I need a what? Need to have a what? Need to have a Shtar. Must be Mechila's. Not, does not need a Kinyan. The Gemara was assuming the whole way Mechila doesn't need Kinyanim. And the old kasha of the Gemara was, why write it down in a Shtar? You could do it verbally. The Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Because either Mechila doesn't work on the end, or because there's a Kinyan Isser. But the Gemara is not assuming that a Mechila needed a Kinyan. If Mechila needed a Kinyan, the Gemara says that Gufo Kanui tells me that you need to have a kinyan. I could, okay, Mechilin needs a kinyan. You could do Hefker with a kinyan. This is substantiating why you need a star, guys. Why you need a star shichur. Why is there a need to have a star shichur? So the Gemara says, Gufo Kanu. Either a Mechila doesn't work on a ben or because of King Nisr. If you're telling me when we said star shichur, the Gemara asks, why do you need it written down? Just do it verbally. The Gemara is assuming you didn't need kinyanim. Because if it assumed you need kinyanim, then even after Gufo Kanui, it doesn't solve why you need a star. You could still do Hefker according to Shmuel. If you tell me the other two approaches, because Mechila doesn't work on a ben or a kinyanim, then that's fine. But the whole approach of the Gemara is Mechila doesn't need a kinyan. That's what Tosis says in Kiddushin. That's Tosis Raya. Tosis a Rav Shomacha Gerono is fine. Zosimers every Gufo Kanui, a Rav Shomacha Gerono and Gerono Machel. Right? Right? If it wasn't for Gufo Kanui, Mechila would work on a non-Ben. But his Gufo is Kanui. If his Gufo is Kanui, then it's a tangible thing. That's why Mechila doesn't work. But in theory, if Gufo was not Kanui, Mechila would work. You wouldn't need Kinyonim. If you're going to tell me Mechila needs Kinyonim, then I don't need to know why I need a star. Let me just do like Shmuel. Let's read the whole thing inside now. Okay? That's the whole proof, lock, stock, and barrel. Okay? Uri, read the whole proof inside. Go ahead.
From where?
Vo, Raya Shnia. Go ahead.
Vo, Raya, the Para, the Parakam, the Kibushin, Gavra, Eva, the Kone, Atsmo, the Star. So, Lama, the Star. Why do I mean the Star? Lama, the Apeitre, Zil.
Zil! Let him stay in front of two guys. Just go, leave. You're free. Go ahead. We're talking without a kinyan. That's mechila without a kinyan. Okay? Go ahead. Oh, if it's with a kinyan, what's the Gemara's answer? Evid Ifro Gof Gufo Kanui. What kind of terence is that? Go ahead. Tikshalan, you should ask. What do you need a star for? Yafki, go ahead. Let him just be mafkir according to Shmuel will be worked. Damar. The Ein Sarach. There it is. You don't need a star. Hefker would work. Ella must be. We're only asking why you have to write the language down in a star. Klomar. Yomer lo. Exactly. Why write it down in a star? Just say it Baalpeh. Does everyone get the right? You have to assume that we're assuming that Mechila does not need Kinyonim, guys. Mechila ain't Sarach Kinyan. And the Gemara was just asking, why write it down? Do it verbally. And the Gemara answers, you know why? Because Gufo's Kanui. So therefore, Johnny, Mechila does not work on a Ben, or because there's a Kinyan Misser. But don't tell me that Mechila is talking where he had a Kinyan. Because if Mechila needed a Kinyan, then how on earth is the Gemara answering that Kasha, Mechila Tzrich a Kinyan, by saying Gufo Kanui? And therefore, you need a star? What do you need a star for? Just do like Shmuel. Make a Kinyan. I own an Eved Ivri. I'll make a kinyan. I'm being mafkir you. Done. What do I need to write it down for? So obviously the Gemara was assuming lock, stock, and barrel of Mechila does not need kinyan. You got me, Ben? That's the second Raya. Okay, there are a lot of different elements you got to know for that, but that's what he means. Now, how would the Baha'i reject this? What would you say? No, I would say what? Like I said, Tosa said in Kiddushin. How did Tosus reject the Raya? Again, what was Tosus' Raya? The Mechila doesn't work on a Ben. Right? But if it was not Gufo Kanui, Mechila would work. Answer is a Kinyan, right? He says, no. Yesh Libchos. They came to Muchsuk Gufo, Ein Lecha Kinyan Gadol Mizeh. I can call that a Kinyan. Here, I'm Muchsuk Gufo. You weren't owned. Your body was owned by someone else. Now that he's released, you own yourself. Isn't that the greatest kinyan in the world? Freedom? Right? Freedom. It's the greatest kinyan in the world. So he says, maybe that would be called a kinyan. So the Bahag might say, you know what? I can read this Gemara by saying yes. The Gemara says, Mechila? The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Halacha Lamaisa, he says, if it wasn't for what? Gufo Kanui, Mechila would work. So you see, Mechil Loboykin, he says, no. Since he's Muchsuk Bukufo, Ein Lecha Kinyan Gadol Mizeh. In other words, the truth of the matter is that that's considered to be a Kinyan itself. That's considered to be a Kinyan itself, Halacha L'maisa. So maybe I hold Halacha L'maisa, that if it wasn't for Gufo Kanui, what would be the din? Mechila would work on a ben, but now Gufo Kanui, Mechila doesn't work. Bless you. But if you didn't hold Gufo Kanui, you see Mechila works without a Kinyan. What do you mean? Maybe that itself is called a Kinyan. The experience or the enterprise of going free itself is called a Kinyan. You follow what I'm saying? It itself is called a Kinyan. So maybe that's how the Bahak would reject it. But that's, again, we're making quick suggestions for the Bahak to reject the Triad. I want to go through all the Raya. So where are we up to now? We did two Raya so far. I think Tysus has, two more to the bottom of the Omid. Okay? So I want to pick it up from here inside. I got a long Seder tomorrow. So your Chaz are over, and I'll give you more Mar Makinus, okay? And we'll go through a visitorship. Okay, everyone have a good day. Great to see. I'm proud of everyone.